Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Pond Hunter broadcast from the Under the Sea Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. The Pond Hunter, in the pursuit of all things aquatic. Take a look into the world of koi ponds, water gardens, and the lifestyles of the aquatically obsessed. Meet the pros, hobbyists, and cover some no-nonsense pond advice straight from the field. The Pond Hunter, in the pursuit of all things aquatic. Here's your host, koi pond and water garden expert, Mike Gannon.
Hey. All right. How's everybody doing? The Pond Hunter. What's going on, folks? How's everybody doing out there? Welcome to the Pond Hunter Radio broadcast, episode 34. If I didn't do all these, I think I was making that up. But episode 34, I'm your host, Mike Gannon. I'm very, very happy to be here with all of you tonight. You know what? Let's get right into it. We have a great show tonight with a lot going on. Tonight we have the Pond Industry All-Stars coming onto the show. I'm being joined by the Pond and Water Garden Industry's top honorees from this year's Pondemonium event. And if you guys are listening live, you want to call in, speak to some really top talent in this industry, the number is 914-803-4557, 914-803-4557, and please give a call in. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Pondemonium, baby, this is the world's biggest annual pond and water garden event. It's really something else. It's hosted by Aquascape Incorporated from St. Charles, Illinois, and it's held in St. Charles, Illinois. And I just got back from Pondemonium a couple days ago. What an event it was. I mean, really, literally drawing pond professionals from around the globe. And the international pond builder community seems to be growing every year. It's awesome. I love seeing that. I saw some really nice showings this year from England, from Mexico. I made a few new friends, too. So just a quick shout out to Kyle May, who I met for the first time this year, coming over with Mark M.J. Wilson of Any Pond out of the U.K. Ian, also out of the U.K. as well. And a shout out to German McGregor and Danny and Bianca Dixon from Mexico. Cubo. ¿Qué tal, mis amigos? Era un placer. Estoy listo con construir pozos allá en México. Por favor, vámonos arriba. My new friends from down south of the border and from across the pond. There was pond builders coming from as far away as Australia. Patrick Handley representing from down under. Crikey. It was cool. What an event this was. This year was really something else. Every year, you know, it's supposed to be getting better and better, and I tell you, every year they kind of deliver. So it's pretty cool, very psyched. The theme for Pondemonium this year was getting better together, and I'm telling you, that's what this amazing tribe of pond professionals did. There was something for everyone at Pondemonium, no matter what type of professional you are. You could be a retailer, wholesaler, contractor. No matter what level of experience you have, the course offerings were really broad and taught by the industry's top experts. I mean, you could find courses on ecology, search engine optimization, marketing, new product reviews, sneak previews, and then Q&A sessions with top experts, roundtable discussions on your choice of topics. I mean, there was just pretty much no end to the information that was out there. And if you weren't getting, you know, head smart, book smart, you could do hands-on workshops. These were given by world-class pond designer installers, Ed Ballou, Brian Helfrich, Chris Hansen, among many other, Chris Wilson, Trent Caldwell. There was even a waterfall building contest at the end of the hands-on session for Pondemonium. And for the seriously business-minded pond pros, there were some sessions hosted by the founders of the Contractor Sales Academy, Stephen Schinholzer, an amazing contractor. He runs a million-dollar-a-year business. His operation is out of his garage. with basically a crew of four. He was recognized as Businessman of the Year in 2013, a couple years going back. And Tom Reber, another highly successful contractor, turned professional business coach. Now, they hosted a few sessions during Pondemonium, and if you're a pond contractor looking to take your business, or a pond professional looking to take your business to the next level, I will strongly suggest that you find a way to get enrolled in the Contractor Sales Academy. If you need any info, contact me, go to Facebook, search for Contractor Sales Academy. Really powerful lessons to be learned for the pond professional. You know, being average sucks, and you can be better. Together with everybody. There was even celebrities roaming the hallways at Pondemonium. It's pretty cool. Brad Barton, a world-class record-holding magician, yeah, I said magician, gave one of the keynotes there. He's not a record-holding magician. He's a record-holding runner who happens to be a magician. So I guess there's a big difference there. He was great. He was awesome. Mike Powell, another motivational speaker, gave a great testimony and keynote address about determination and gratitude, having an attitude of gratitude. Who else was there? The staff of Pond Trade Magazine was there. The Pond Father and the Pond Mother, of course, was on hand. And Dr. Pohl from Nat Geo Wild, the hit top-rated TV show on Nat Geo Wild, the incredible Dr. Pohl. He was on hand, hanging out with everybody. It was really cool. And, of course, the guys from the Pond Squad, the Pond and Water Garden reality TV show, which you can find on YouTube. Please go there and subscribe to the Pond Squad and check out their newest episodes. And you guys can watch them at your convenience because it's coming through YouTube. You guys can binge watch. You can do the whole deal. But check them out, Pond Squad. And these guys, Greg, Brian, Ed, and Chris, they were around taking pictures, talking with people, just kind of shooting the breeze, signing things. If you have things you want to get signed, if you're a big fan, it was very cool, man. And not to mention all of the excellent Palm Pros who are tons of fun to meet as well. I will tell you that Aquascape does it right, no doubt. This is a first-class event, and there was plenty of partying, too, for those of you who like to party, like myself. It's not all business. Palm professionals do manage to sneak in just a little bit of fun as well. There was even an unexpected wedding. And I just want to say congratulations to Jason Lennox and Gerard Tui. You guys make a lovely couple, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next time. Of course, Aquascape recognized pond professionals who go above and beyond what a typical professional would do. Right before the blowout bash that concluded Pondemonium, Aquascape held their annual award ceremony, giving top honors to just a handful of the hundreds and hundreds of professionals that come out for the event, and they are joining us tonight. There was some real impressive achievements by some of the other top frogs. So since there's kind of limited time on the show, I couldn't have all of the amazing pond professionals on tonight, but I do want to mention Ted and Diane Greiner from TJB Water Gardens and Landscape. Ted and Diane took number one spots again in 2015 for top frog and top CAC retailer. These guys just do an amazing job. I mean, really, huge congratulations to Ted and Diane Greiner, top of the top frogs. Great job, you guys. Okay, so listen, we got some of the most talented people in the pond and water garden industry joining us tonight. So enough of my rambling. Let's get to the Pond Industry All-Stars of 2015, baby, and we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor, Full Service Aquatics.
Do you love your pond? Full Service Aquatics Water Garden and Koi Pond experts can give you a pond you can live with. Full Service Aquatics, an award-winning water garden, koi pond, and water feature design and installation firm, has been creating amazing aquatic environments since 1995. Got waterfall? Full Service Aquatics can make your old waterfall or pond look like new with our waterfall, koi pond, and water garden renovation and repair services. Visit FullServiceAquatics.com or call 908-277-6000 to speak with a Full Service Aquatics pond professional today. That's FullServiceAquatics.com or 908-277-6000. Full Service Aquatics, a pond you can live with. Visit LoveYourPond.com.
LoveYourPond.com. That's right, Full Service Aquatics. servicing New Jersey pond owners since 1995. Hey, and listen, we just revamped our water feature showroom. We gave it a real good kick in the ass, just to kind of freshen things up. So if you're in the New Jersey area, please give us a visit. Come on down to the farm at Green Village in Green Village, New Jersey, and check out our water feature outdoor showroom. So this is great. This is a call-in show, everybody. So if you want to say hey to the top professionals in the industry, the number is 914-803-4557. I'm very psyched to have on the show the top honorees from Pondemonium 2015. It was Pondemonium, baby. At the annual awards ceremony each year, there are around 40 of the top frogs in the industry recognized, about 100 top frogs listed out of all the contractors. And these are the top 40 out of hundreds and hundreds of pond companies around the world. And again, unfortunately, I can't have them all on, but I want to say congratulations to all of the top frogs, all 100 companies. You guys are doing a great job in the industry. This is not exactly the easiest industry to thrive in, and all of you top frogs are doing it. And I'm happy to say that my company, Full Service Aquatics, was recognized as the number 5 installer in the country, in the world, if you will. But the top honors were not to me. They went to tonight's guests on the show. Unfortunately, Bill Renter, who was a conservationist of the year, Bill is from Deck and Patio Company at Huntington Station, New York. His work is was in creating beautiful and sustainable water features that also function as rainwater harvesting systems. And Bill cannot be with us tonight, so hopefully another time. But congratulations, Bill, on a job very well done. I wish we had you here tonight. But I do have with us the CAC of the year, the water feature artist of the year, and the businessman of the year. And I'm psyched to have them here. My first guest is the big fish in the pond of certified aquascape contractors. The Certified Aquascape Contractor of the Year award is a very coveted award, especially among certified aquascape contractors. Hundreds of contractors are out there doing some pretty great work. And it's not easy to stand above the crowd of pond pros. But my guest, Chris Ostrander from Living Water Landscape Service out of Battle Creek, Michigan, clearly had an outstanding year and was recognized for this with his award for Certified Aquascape Contractor of the Year, CAC of the Year. And it's really great to be able to have him on the show tonight. And, hey, Chris, are you on the line?
I'm here, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Man, I couldn't be better. I'm sitting next to my pond right now, talking on the phone with you with a cocktail and just enjoying a beautiful Southwest Michigan evening.
Very nice. I should have a cocktail, too. I should be joining you. Listen, congratulations. What a big accomplishment. I'm very, very happy for you. How does it feel to be Certified Aquascape Contractor of the Year?
Excuse me, man. It is, I was so surprised when Ed said my name. It still is quite a surprise to me, and I'm getting texts and phone calls every day from friends and family, you know, that are hearing about it, and I'm pretty humbled by it. It's a pretty neat, you kind of put your nose to the grindstone and keep working, and then all of a sudden you realize that somebody was paying attention.
Yeah, you lift your head and you got an award sitting in front of you. That's
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you celebrating? Are you going to Disney?
No, not going to Disney. I actually was digging a pond today, or rocking in a pond today, finishing edges, and we'll
cool.
Wrap that job up and fire up the waterfall tomorrow morning, and then I had a consultation right before I got on the phone with you. So, back to after Saturday night, it was back to real life. No more celebrity for me.
There you go. Right back to the grind. That's cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business, Chris?
Since 2007. And started as a full-service landscape company back then, so lawnmowers and fertilization and spring and fall leaf cleanup, that everything, you know, we were full service. But I always had a passion for ponds, and every time I got a chance, I would try to sell them. And then 3 years ago, we sold all the other equipment, and now we are 90% water features.
That's awesome. That's so cool. That's a nice success story. And what does it take to be at the top? What do you think got you to the biggest award of the year for a certified aquascape contractor?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I think one thing was working on my craft, you know, and being really concerned with the art side of it, which I always have been, even sometimes, well, really more so than the business side of it. And then the business side came in, and I improved in that area too. I think maybe the biggest thing was my willingness. I always want to help others. I don't care if I necessarily install the water feature. I just want to make sure it's installed properly and that it's going to be something that somebody's going to enjoy.
Right. Leaving a good finished product for your customers. That's a good way to go about doing business. And I guess if you do that enough and you keep your integrity high enough, awards like these will come your way. And that's huge.
I guess that's the way it works out, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to start actually doing some customer service, if that's the case.
We do a lot of seminars, too. We have a distributor and retailer close to us, and we teach every second Saturday of the month. We teach a seminar there for homeowners and other contractors. So that's a big part of it, too, I think, is making sure, just sharing this lifestyle with everybody that will listen.
Yeah, educating people, and that's really what our industry kind of is growing upon, just being able to educate people and teach them the realities of modern pond keeping, because I always say I think the 21st century pond keeper and what we've been doing over the last 15 years is very different from what maybe the expectations were so many years ago, and I think it's come a long, long way, and I'm very happy to say that. So do you have any advice for any of the up-and-coming pond builders, the new generations coming up?
The biggest thing is find somebody that's doing it right and hook up with them and keep in contact with them and talk to them on the phone. Go visit them if you can. I can remember going on I went on a round of consultations with Brian Helfrich from Aquascape, one of the best pond salesmen in the business, let alone designer. The way that he was able to connect with the customer and be able to envision what it is that they were envisioning and deliver a product that was exactly what they thought it would be, actually more than what they thought it would be. And then, of course, all the builds. You know, you've been on those CAC builds that they do. And
yeah.
My stars, if you just kind of pay attention and listen to those guys, you will pick up so many little tidbits of information that you just can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been going on the builds for close to 20 years, and I'll still do them because I still learn something new every time. And I feel very fortunate to have been able to study under Brian, under Ed, under these masters of the craft. And it's really made a tremendous difference in how I run my business, or even more so, how I build ponds. And, of course, Aquascape helps with the business aspects of it as well. So that's really cool. That's awesome. I'm very happy for you. I'm going to ask you to hold on the line for a little while and then come back on. I want to introduce another one of the top honorees. You can stick around for a little while.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be here.
Cool. All right. I'll talk to you in just a couple minutes. And my next guest coming up is really super talented pond contractor, Joey Genovese. I also heard it pronounced Joey Genovese. I'm not sure. I hope I'm doing it right. Either way, he's been creating amazing, beautiful water features of every type for many, many years. And his company is Geniscape Incorporated, based out of Canada, up in the Toronto area. And he's the new Artist of the Year. Hey, Joey, are you on the line?
I'm here, Mike. Sorry, I just fell asleep listening to Chris talk about himself, but I'm up now. Actually, he got me good on Facebook today, so I'm still chuckling over that one. But how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really, really great. I'm very happy to have you here tonight. And congratulations, man. That's a big accomplishment, a big recognition for Artist of the Year. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you know, it was, I don't know. Like, I never thought of myself kind of up in that class, you know. So not only was I shocked, I'm just like, it's kind of surreal for me right now, you know. It's an amazing feeling that I've been recognized by, you know, like by Brian, you know. These guys are the best, as you know. And, you know, it means a lot to me, you know. It means a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got some, you're in the company of heavy hitters. You have DJ Linger, John Adams, Jack Haru, Chris Dillon.
Yeah, good guys, and, great builders. I mean, and you know, all you guys, I think we all inspire each other to some degree with our work that we post, and especially, you know, certainly like the past Artists of the Year definitely have inspired me in my work, for sure.
Yeah.
And,
I would agree.
Yeah.
I think they've inspired, their influence, I think, goes pretty deep as far as pond design and some of the approaches people take to it. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. How does it feel? How does it feel being, you got a little bit of pressure now? Now things have to be even twice as good.
That's great. I mean, I'm going to be the first, you know, two-time winner of this thing, back-to-back years, right?
Nice.
And,
there you go.
No, I'm just kidding. But, no, I mean, it's awesome. It's a great marketing tool, obviously, for us. I mean, it's a worldwide award. And it's something we're promoting it as, and you know, I'm just gonna roll with it, enjoy it while it lasts. Still gonna try and do unique, cool things, you know, and just keep it going, you know.
Yeah, I think that the Artist of the Year is the award that every pond builder wants to get, you know. You know, maybe people want to be Businessman of the Year or CAC of the Year. I think everybody wants to be the Artist of the Year.
Or Businesswoman of the Year. We've been hearing a lot of this talk.
Businesswoman. Yes, of course.
Tara, right? Tara wants to be the win. She deserves it, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, you know, I agree with you. The Artist of the Year by far is the one that I kind of, you know, wanted, you know. But
sure.
Not to say that the other ones aren't amazing, too, you know. I'd be happy with any of them.
Any of them, for sure. And there's a lot of great talent out there that you rose above and were recognized. So that's great. When did you start building ponds?
I started in the early 2000s, and I was really, really, really bad, Mike, to be honest with you. I thought it was good up until, you know, 2010 when, you know, I started to get more into Facebook, and then I start to really see the other work that's going on around the world, and I realize that I really sucked at pond building, to be honest with you. So, it's just kind of amazing, this tribe, how, you know, you can go from a really poor pond builder to Artist of the Year in 5 years, you know, basically 5 years, and, you know, and it just goes to show, like, anybody can do it. You know, anybody can do it if you apply the fundamentals that Aquascape teaches you. And you just kind of look and you watch and you see, you know, how people are placing rocks, and you try new things, and, just do different things. And, you know, some things will work, some things won't, but, you know, you're going to get some pretty cool projects out of it. So, I mean, it's,
So people can learn to be a great artist. So for the younger pond builders or people who, you know, aren't crazy about their own designs, there is hope. You can definitely learn to be an artist, and you just have to learn from the artist. Watch what people are doing, and you know, apply that to your craft as well. That's it's great to know, and it's great that you say that. You know, I mean, maybe at first you weren't so crazy about your designs. I know if I went back and looked at, you know, I go back sometimes and look upon, like you said, like we were just doing 5 years ago, 7 years ago, and I want to rip them out of the ground. You know, but
I spoke with Ed about it, and you know, it's kind of a sickness, you know, as he described it, and it's true. You know, even stuff I finished, you know, last month, I'm looking at saying, you know, I could should have done this, I should have done that. You know, it's kind of like you always want to get better, and you always want to do different things, and it's never good enough, which is good for our customers, I think, because the next one's going to get the best pond, right? So,
right.
And I think that holds true for all of us.
Yeah. And the irony is I think a lot of the current pond builders usually kind of exceed customers' expectations. So it's kind of funny that we look, when a customer is so satisfied, we look and go, I like to
see it. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
It's very funny.
Yeah, it's so true.
Do you have any cool projects coming up?
Yeah, I mean, we got some stuff lined up for the fall. It's you know, nothing huge, but we always do a show in Canada, in Toronto. It's called Canada Blooms, and it's a very big show, and it allows us to get super creative with water features, and that's what we do in our display garden. We're going to have 50 feet by 50 feet this year, and it's just going to be... you know, just different kinds of features, kind of immersing the attendees in a natural setting that has all and I got some really cool ideas for this year. So that is going to be amazing. I already know it's going to be some real, real great pieces coming out of that.
That's cool. Already planning to blow them away. That's awesome. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Can you stick around a little while? I'm gonna
yeah,
bring on
sure.
the businessman of the year, and then I'll be right back with you in just a few. Cool. Thanks Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll talk to you in just a few minutes, because I have a real heavy hitter coming up this year, who is the new Aquascape Businessman of the Year 2015, and that's Tom Smith from Garden State Koi. And Tom is an all-around pond pro. He's a contractor, he's an installer, service provider, retailer, distributor, educator. He does lots of build-upon days. He's always teaching people about it. Tom is really the full package when it comes to being a pond professional. So what a great choice for Businessman of the Year. I can't think of anybody better for this year. Hey, Tom, are you on the line?
Hey, Mike, I am. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Tom?
Boy, that was some introduction. Holy smokes.
Well, hey, just saying how it
is. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're not speeding right now, are you?
So I'm back from Plattsburgh. I just pulled in maybe about 15 or 20 minutes ago, and all's good. All's good.
Good. Good. Well, a huge congratulations, Tom. The Businessman of the Year is kind of looked at as the big award for the year, and I was very happy for you. I was happy to see you up there accepting that, and it just is a tremendous thing. So really big congratulations on that. Now you're Businessman of the Year. How did you get into the pond business?
I don't know if you've ever heard this story, but in 1991, when my wife Nancy and I purchased our first house, it had an artesian well. An artesian well is when there's too much water pressure in the ground where your well is being dug, and that water comes right up your wellhead and spills out. So I had 60 gallons a minute coming out of my well that I had to do something with, and so I dug a pond back in 1991. And there really wasn't a whole lot of supplies or material, so I kind of like flew by the seat of my pants. And to be honest, that first pond, the water was so cold, it was 58 degrees, whether it was the middle of the summer or dead winter, because it was coming out of the ground, it always had this 58-degree temperature. And so my first pond was actually a trout pond. Koi and goldfish hated it because the water was so cold, and so we ended up putting trout in that pond. And that was the start of Garden State Koi in 1991.
Wow. Interesting. It all started because you had water coming out of the ground.
And it was my little hobby, and little by little, you know, people started asking me, hey, can you build one of those in my backyard? Do you think I can have one of those? And the bigger thing was there was no supplies, and so I started to find a couple of suppliers, and people would line up on the weekends to get fish and to plant and pond supplies. And mind you, this is out of my house, and so I got a little nervous in 1995, and I moved to a garden center and had a store within a store for 5 years until the year 2000, and then we moved to our current location in Warwick, New York. And it's hard to believe that we've been there for 15 years now, but, you know, we've been in Warwick, New York for 15 years. And it's somewhere I should have changed the name to Empire State Koi, but I just never had the heart. And so we're in New York, but we're Garden State Koi.
Yeah. Hey, Jersey in the house.
There it is.
So you do retail distribution. You're online. You offer services in construction. You really do. You do it all. And you recently had a major project that you brought in a lot of certified aquascape contractors to work with you up in Plattsburgh, New York. Can you tell me a little bit about that project?
So here's how the story goes. Last year, the CAC coordinator, Linda Rodriguez, called me and said, hey, we have this project. It just got green-lighted. It's moving up. It was an aquascape project. We're not prepared to do it because of the TV show and a change in a little bit of their format there. Can you jump in? And this was last August, and I'm kind of a little bit kicking and screaming. I did it. I went and made the meeting, and Plattsburgh is 4 hours from my house, and it was a great project. I could see right from the start it had been designed by Fred Pate, and had a lot of, like, really cool parts to it. And the GC was a really nice guy and the project coordinator and stuff. And so I started going to the project meetings in August. And then this June, we brought 20 CACs to Plattsburgh, New York for a week to build a one-acre ecosystem pond with a waterfalls, wetlands, skim cove, and built in 5 days, built this pond out using 1,000 tons of stone and gravel. I mean, it was Herculean, the work that these 20 guys did just in a short amount of time, that amount of rock, how, you know, the precision. And I tell you, I'm just back from the meeting, and I saw professors, students, people off the street. This pond is the talk of Plattsburgh, and it's going to change so many people's lives up there. It's just, I just don't know if I've tried to impress on them, you know, like some of our meetings up there, and how much this pond is going to change people's lives. I mean, people would take their wedding pictures in front of this pond, graduation pictures, prom pictures. I mean, it is iconic. And so it's been idle for like 3-4 years, just empty, just almost like a waste area. And so I can see on the SUNY Facebook page already the kids are starting to talk about it. They can't wait to get back on campus to see it. And so they're back in 10 days, so it's going to be an exciting time up there when they see what we built for them.
That's awesome. That really is. And I've been able to I was following the project as you guys were working on it. And, of course, I've seen the photos. Anybody who wants to see them, you can go to Facebook and see photos of the project. It's pretty stunning. I mean, it really is. It's a pretty stunning project visually. And then when you consider how quickly it all came together, it's kind of mind-blowing that you guys were able to, as a group, just come together and make this thing happen. It really is. It's a tremendous project. Congratulations on that, too. That's a big, big thing. And you're making a difference, like you said, in many people's lives. So I'm going to bring back on the other top honorees. You know Joey Genovese, and you know Chris Ostrander. Hey, guys, you back on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Cool.
Hi, Chris.
So, Joey, first thing you got to ask is, am I pronouncing it right as Genovese or Genovese?
Wittstock pronounced it Genovese, but that's fine. Okay. It's Genovese. Yeah, it's Genovese. But I don't really care.
I like Genovese better. That's nice.
That's how Greg pronounces it.
Sounds a little scarier. Like you know, you might break my leg or something.
Genovese, yeah. So, actually, I was supposed to be American, so I'm just Canadian by accident. Anyways, we won't get into that.
Yeah. Isn't that what kind of happened to the whole country? No, I'm just kidding. We love Canada.
I guess, sort of.
We have a caller on the line. Let's see who we have on the line. Someone's calling in to say hi to everybody. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
I'm on the air. How is everybody?
Steve, what's going on?
Hey, this is Name That Caller. Don't give it away, Mike.
Hey, it's the guy with new glasses.
Yeah. How did you like them, huh? Did I look good? I was trying to look smart for once up there.
I think they made me look just a tad bit smarter.
Oh, good. How are you three? I want to tell you, I want to just say right off the bat, congratulations to all three of you. It's actually an amazing honor to get both the business and the artist and the CAC of the year. Those are amazing honors for anybody to get. So I just want to tell you, on air, I told you, you know, in real life and on the phone, but I want to just say it again, congratulations. I'm proud of all three of you, and you all three deserved it. They're good going.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much, Steve.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve.
Yeah, this year's choices were like perfect. I mean, they really were. I couldn't agree more. Everybody just fit the bill completely. So I'm with Steve. Congratulations to you guys. And Steve is a former Businessman of the Year a couple years ago. Carl Petit was a Businessman of the Year last year. I was Businessman of the Year a couple years ago as well. But do you have any advice for Tom as he enters into his year? I'm sure he's going to be doing TV shows and talk shows and stuff. He's already on the air. Any advice for Tom?
Yeah. Well, when Good Morning America calls you up, Tom, just make sure you're there a little bit early in the green room, because they don't like that when you're late. the pond world is a huge world to us, but it's a very small niche world, you know, out there to everybody else. And, you know, Mike, from businessman to businessman, and the same with artist to artist, you know, you just keep hanging out with people at or above your level. That's the best advice I can give to anybody. And I just like to hang out with all four of you guys and people just like you guys. And because, you know, when the best of the best are hanging out together, that's how you get better. And that's the single best advice I can give to anybody, really. Fine. If you want to be successful, find somebody else better than you and chase them down and ask them, how did you do that? And they would love to tell you. They will tell you. And so just go home and replicate what they're doing. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Yeah, which is, I think, an amazing thing about this industry. I've never worked in any other industry, so I don't know if it's unique. But just the willingness of people to share information with each other, to help each other improve their businesses, even locally. I mean, in New Jersey, there's probably more CACs per square inch than anywhere. And everybody gets along. Everybody helps each other. It's tremendous. It really is. It's a great thing.
I would like to say one last thing, Mike.
Yeah.
I also believe that all of the four of us here, five of us, you know, talking on the radio, but I think it's also our duty to pay it forward. We're very lucky people. We all know we're very lucky people. We're fortunate to have this great award, but I also think it's important that we each try to pick a person or two and try to help them to reach a better level for themselves. So it's not just, you know, being happy for ourselves, but paying it forward and try to, you know, help lift all boats. Because now all of a sudden, you three have influence over what we call our tribe, and they will listen to you. And so I think it's important that it's time to pay back also. So one goes hand in hand, you know. You track down a successful person and learn what you can learn, and then you take that knowledge and you try to pass it to someone else. And that's what makes our tribe about the strongest in any industry.
Yeah. I will second that. I'm with you, Steve.
Yep.
Wise words.
Yeah. I mean, Steve, you've done a lot for this industry yourself, my man. I mean, just the amount of time you put into helping other people, it's unbelievable, you know. And if I could be anything like that one day, you know, I'd be happy to.
Well, I would not be sitting here talking to all of you on the phone or be invited to be here all on the phone if I hadn't decided to open my mouth, even when half the room's throwing rotten tomatoes at me. And all of us know what we're talking about here. So you just got to go, you know, give it my best shot. And wherever all those tomatoes land, they land.
Exactly. So you're no longer the guy dancing alone on the hill, Steve.
Well, now there's the five of us, you know, dancing. You know, we started this group to try to help people, you know, really just become better business people all the way around, called the CSA. And, you know, we started as a small group, and I think we had 30 graduates this time around, and we're going to start our second phase of it coming up here next Tuesday night. It's a 12-week webinar-based, you know, business webinar, and hopefully we can double and then double from there and double from there. But the ultimate goal is to have everybody just get better, save time, make more money, have a happier life.
Yep. Doing what we love to do. That's good. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Steve. I appreciate you taking time out from your time off, and I hope you're having a great time while you're away.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and congratulations to all three of you, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thanks so much, Steve. That was Steve Shinholzer from Premier Ponds calling in. Steve was a Businessman of the Year a couple years ago and is running the Contractor Sales Academy for pond professionals, along with Tom Reber, who's a professional business coach. So for you guys, what was kind of a standout moment at this year's Pondemonium? It seems like they do just keep getting better. What was kind of a standout moment for any of you guys this year? Apart from winning the award.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, wow. Keynote speaker Brad Barton. That was kind of a big deal for me. And his whole message about serving, and which kind of goes in line with what Steve was just saying. I just think that's a really big deal. You get back. Sorry, I got a motorcycle driving past my road. I'm sitting on my front porch next to my pond. So you get back what you give, and it just it really does work that way. And I'm sure Steve could tell you tons of different rewards he's received that aren't necessarily these awards like what Joey and I got and Tom got. It's a whole different thing when you're able to help other people.
Yeah. Brad Barton.
Yeah, I agree too.
I've never seen Brad Barton before. I know he has spoken at least one other pond, one of the Ammoniums. He was pretty cool. He was very cool. His presentation was great. Just as a kind of motivational, inspirational speaker, and I like magic, so it was kind of fun to see him do that stuff. But it was very funny afterwards because everybody's like, you know, did you see that magician? And that magician, and it's like, this guy's like a world class runner who has like records, and so he's breaking records when he's 47 years old. It was like, it's just so crazy. He's a very interesting guy. I saw him at the end of Pondemonium, and I told him, because he does a 4-minute and change mile, which is insane, but I did challenge him, because I was telling him, if I can knock like just 8 or 9 minutes off of my mile, I'll be right up there with him. I'm going to be hot on his feet.
You know, up here in Michigan, we have firearms, so we rarely have to run.
And it slows down the people who are running from you. So that's the way. Tom, did you have a standout moment at Pondemonium? Anything jump out at you during the course of those 4 days?
So I also loved Brad Barton. I got to hear him speak in Cabo, which was a little bit more of an intimate setting. And he did a lot of magic the night before when we were at dinner. He's an amazing magician. He's got a wide repertoire of different tricks and sleight of hand. And he would, at dinner, he'd come up to all the different tables and do magic right in front of you. And it was frustrating because he's only a few feet away and you can't figure out what he's doing. And then you combine that, like you said, with his running you know, just some of his other messages. I thought it was awesome. Hey, I love Dr. Paul. I mean, it's kind of a quirky thing, but to have him there and to talk a little bit about what he's doing and his TV show. I think it was a highlight also for a lot of people just to meet the star and to rub elbows with him a little bit. You could tell from all the Facebook posts, I've seen hundreds of them, everybody enjoyed seeing him, and it was a fun thing for me as well. I got a lot of replies from my relatives, like, tell him we said hi, we love his show. So it was a cool thing to be able to see and to talk to him for a few minutes out there.
Yeah, and a really easy to talk to, approachable guy. You know, even though he's got the biggest hit TV show on Nat Geo Wild, he was just a very easy easy guy to talk to and hang out with and stuff. He was very cool. I got to do, we were doing the pond tour, and I was on the same bus as him, so I got to kind of interact with him here and there. He was very cool. Dr. Pohl, the incredible Dr. Pohl. So, does anybody know, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, because it's been a few years, I'm trying to figure it out. Anybody know who the dancing frog is?
I think that's a little Whitstock.
I think it is Ryan Whitstock, to be honest.
Yeah, Ryan? I think it's a mini Whitstock.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, so I can check that off my list now.
I think he pays him like $12 or $13 an hour to do that, too.
Really? I would do it for 10.
I'm thinking, yeah, I would too. That'd be kind of fun. Joey, you in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd have to get a new suit. I think that those would be like,
funny.
That'd be a like nice tight jumpsuit on me, I think, you know.
I think one of the very nice things about Pandemonium is seeing how the families of, you know, the Greg Woodstock, Ed Ballou, I've met Brian's wife at another event, but they come around. It makes it, you know, it's a family type of event. It's really fun. I get a kick out of Greg Woodstock's kids. They're actually pretty funny, especially the little guy Blake. He's a little trip. So it's very nice to see all of that and to see what's going on. I liked seeing Carla get up this year, and even for the Aquascape Foundation, which does some really tremendous work. Have any of you guys been on an Aquascape Foundation trip?
No.
I got a passport to go to Cabo last year, so I'm hoping they'll do another one.
Okay. Yeah, but and I have not either. But it was really encouraging to see that even though they're not doing a trip this year for whatever the reason, that the foundation is in a good enough position still to be able to benefit just a tremendous amount of people. The work they're doing through the Aquascape Foundation is really something else. So I was happy to see Carla get up and kind of give the state of the union for the Aquascape Foundation. So it was really a lot of fun. The guy Mike Powell, who was one of the keynote speakers, he had a really interesting, strong message too. I mean, this is a guy who was pretty much, I would say, world-class wrestler as well, and now he's a coach and has come into some health issues. But his keynote on basically just being relentless, never giving up, and having an attitude of gratitude was pretty powerful. It was a good way to kind of wrap up as far as the keynotes this event. It was pretty strong. I thought he did a really nice presentation as well. Now, I didn't get to – I drove out to Pandemonium this year, so I had, like, a 15-hour drive ahead of me. So I didn't get to actually go to the Blowout Bash. Anybody attend that? How were the festivities?
From what I remember, it was a really, really good time.
From the way you started that statement, it sounds like it was a good time. Well, from what I
unfortunately
remember,
missed it myself. I had to get back. It was my son's birthday on Sunday. So, but I heard it was amazing. I saw the Facebook videos. They looked hilarious.
Yeah. How old is your son, Joey?
He just turned 3.
3? What's his name?
Landon.
Hey, Landon. Happy birthday, Landon. The big 3. Woo!
Yeah.
Many more.
Big boy now.
Yeah. They grow so fast. My daughters are 18 and 24, and I'll tell you what, I remember them being 3 years old, and, you know, like it was yesterday. My gosh, it's crazy. So, but anyway, listen, guys, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on and being a part of the broadcast. Big congratulations to all of you guys again. You're making a huge difference in the industry. You're really moving things forward. You're taking things to a new level that everybody can strive to achieve. And I'm really proud to be a part of this with all of you guys, and thank all of you for coming on and sharing some time on the show. And I just wish you guys continued great success, and can't wait to see what you guys are doing moving forward.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
You're doing a great job with the show, buddy. Keep it up.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I got some cool stuff coming up. So you guys, again, congratulations. Have a great night. I appreciate you coming on, and I will look forward to catching up with you guys soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. You bet. You have a great night. That's very cool. Those were the top honorees from Pondemonium. And what an industry. What a cool industry we're all involved with, really. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to all my guests for coming on. That was a lot of fun. The Pond Industry All-Stars for 2015. Bill Renter, we missed you, from the Deck and Patio Company at Huntington Station, the Conservationist of the Year. If you guys want to learn a little bit about Bill, he couldn't be here tonight, but go to deckandpatio.com and you can catch up with Bill. So great job, Bill. And Chris Ostrander, the Certified Aquascape Contractor of the Year from Living Water Landscape Services out of Battle Creek, Michigan. Chris, thanks for everything you're doing. You're really raising the bar for certified aquascape contractors. And you guys can catch up with Chris on Facebook, or his website is lwls.net. So livingwaterlandscapeservices.net. Great job, Chris. And Joey, Artist of the Year, probably the award that makes me most jealous. You really deserved it. Great job. I think every pond builder wants to be Joey. And he's creating amazing designs up there in the Toronto, Canada area. His website is genoscape.ca. Amazing work, Joey. Keep it up. Thanks to all you guys for making it on. Tom Smith, the Aquascape Businessman of the Year. Tom's company is Garden State Koi out of Warwick, New York. His website is gardenstatekoi.com. Tom is just killing it. I can't believe he's not exhausted with everything that he does. So keep on killing it, Tom. Great accomplishment. Great work. Well-deserved recognition for all of you. And thanks to all of you for being here tonight. You all rock. You're amazing pond pros. I thank you for your time. That was the All-Stars, everybody. What a fun industry to be in with these guys. It's truly a unique experience to work in this industry. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. If you want some more Pond Hunter, you can hear all the archived episodes on blogtalkradio.com/thePondHunter. That's easy to remember. Please give me a follow while you're there. And you can also find me on iTunes. I have an archive of the past episodes there. This is episode 34, so you got 33 more to catch up on. And please give a follow there, or maybe even a comment while you're there. There's lots of great content for the aquatically obsessed in those 33 previous episodes of the Pond Hunter radio broadcast. And we can also connect on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Periscope.tv, all of those /thePondHunter, as well as Blog Talk Radio. I'm easy to find, and I look forward to connecting with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Be sure to feed your fish a lot for the rest of the season. Let them build those fat reserves. I hate to say it, but the cold weather is coming, even though we're only mid-August. So let your fish build the fat reserves now. Don't wait. Enjoy your ponds, everybody. Keep the ponding. And I will see you next time on the Pond Hunter Radio broadcast. I'm Mike Gannon, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. And have a good evening, everybody.
You have been listening to the Pond Hunter Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Mike Gannon, the Pond Hunter. In the pursuit of all things aquatic. Broadcasting Wednesday nights on Blog Talk Radio. The Pond Hunter, keeping it pondy for the aquatically obsessed.
That's right. Keeping it pondy, everybody.
Keep it pondy.
Yep, yep. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.